Masechta Shviyas, Perek Ches, Mishnah Yud Aleph. The Mishnah continues discussing the misuse of Shemitah produce. Merchatz Shehuska B'Tevin Ebekashal Shviyas. If you have a bathhouse that was heated, they heated up the water in the bathhouse by burning straw. Tevin is straw, a kash, or the stubble from the cut straw. They burn these things with straw from Shemitah year to heat the bathhouse. So the Mishnah says, Mutter lechitz ba, one is permitted to bathe in the bathhouse, even though the straw shouldn't have been used, and the one who did burn the straw from Shemitah year has his own penalty that he has to pay, take his pocket money, non-Shemitah money, and put it towards Shemitah expenses. But anyone else has a lot of bait there because they're not directly using the produce of Shemitah. However, the Mishnah says, "Vim mischashivu." If it's a person who's chashiv, he's a respected person, a Torah leader, that people would learn from him by example that there's no problem over here. So then, harezel lo yirchatz, he should not bathe there because then people will think that one is allowed to burn the straw from Shemitah for the bathhouse, which is not allowed. Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph. We mentioned in the past that the people's land during Shemitah is hefker. They have to allow anyone to come take the produce. And they're not allowed to lock their field. If they do lock their field, then it's forbidden to buy produce from such people because it's encouraging and supporting their behavior of locking their field. So the Mishnah discusses regarding Am Ha'aretz, an unlearned person who we have to suspect that he did lock his field and not allow anyone to take the produce. So generally, one should not be able to buy produce from them. The Mishnah lists exceptions of different types of produce that nobody would lock up because of the fact that they're very cheap and expensive and people are not makpid to lock them up. So the Mishnah says, Hapegam Ru, the hayarbuzim hashaitim, and wild asparagus, the hachalaglegais, and purslane, kusbar shebaharim, mountain coriander, the akasbar shebaharis, the akarpas shebaharis, and river celery, the gargir shel afar, and meadow rocket. These are all things that either grow wild or are very cheap. All these things are things that the owners are mafkir them. They make them ownerless and they don't care about them. So therefore, they're peturim and meisers. They're exempt from meiser on all years, not on non-Shemitah years, because something that's hefker, that's ownerless, is not obligated in meiser. V'nolkachen mikol adam b'shvias, and they can be purchased from anyone, even Am Ha'aretz on the Shemitah year, because you don't have to be concerned that it was locked up. Because due to the fact that these things are not valuable, no one will lock them up. She'en kietz bam nishmar, these things, nobody guards them, and you can assume they're hefker. So they were hefker, and you, therefore, when you do purchase them in the market, there's no concern who you purchase it from. The Mishnah continues with a different topic, and it discusses svichen. Svichen are aftergrowths. They're seeds that fell from the crop on the sixth year, and there was no problem in the planting of these seeds, and new plants grow on the seventh year without the owner of the field doing any sort of malacha, any work in his field. And midaraisa, there's no problem with these growths, the produce that grows from the svichin, from the aftergrowths. However, midarabanan, Chazal were concerned that if these things were permitted, then people might come to plant their own produce on the Shemitah year and claim that it was aftergrowth from the sixth year. So that's svichin. The Mishnah now discusses three different opinions on how far-reaching the Isser of Svichin was. Rabbi Yehuda says, Svichei chardol mutar. The aftergrowths of mustard are mutar. They don't have Shemitah concerns. Shalei nechshadu aleim ivrei avira. Because even the ivrei avira, people who transgressed the halachas of Shemitah, were not suspected of planting crops of mustard and claiming that they were from the svichim, from the aftergrowths, because this is something that has very little value and so it wasn't worth their while to do it illegally. And therefore, one can rest assured that this mustard that's from the aftergrowths, it actually is from the aftergrowths and not planted during the Shemitah year. But all other produce would be a problem of Svichim, that the Chazal would make a takana that they all have to be treated as Shemitah produce. Reb Shimon says, Kol Svichim Mutar. All produce of aftergrowths are all mutter, don't have Shemitah years, don't have Shemitah restrictions. Chutz misviche kruv, except for the aftergrowths of the cabbage. She'en keitzbem biyarkas sasada, because cabbage is unique, it's different than all of the other vegetables. The cabbage is when the aftergrowths and the new growths that are planted in the next year, they look exactly the same, and there's no way to differentiate. However, if Shimon was of the opinion that all the other produce, the aftergrowths and the new crop of the seventh year are going to look different. Things that grow aftergrowths that are just the seeds dropped from the last crop, they don't grow as large and as healthy, whereas seeds that are planted bekavana, with intent to grow a new crop, those grow much larger and healthier. So it's a clear differentiation, and we're not concerned, according to Reb Shimon, that someone's going to go and plant more other produce during the seventh year just because the aftergrowths are permitted. And except for cabbage, that the aftergrowths and the new crop will look exactly the same, there they were concerned. And there is a problem with the Svichim, that they do have Shemitah halachas. The Chachamim Aymrim, the Chachamim, a third opinion, say, Kol HaSvichim Asurim, all aftergrowths are forbidden, without any exceptions, even the cabbages and the mustard, and they all will have the restrictions of Shemitah produce.